Drop a dime on this fool.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big bad show tonight.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome. Glad you're with me. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Yes, I know we started late and we're short, but that's all right. We have a jam-packed hour, and it's even more hectic than you can imagine because all my guests were held hostage downstairs, Roger. Can you believe this?
Are you kidding me?
I try to follow the rules. Security says, hey, we want a list of everybody who could come into the show. We want to clear them before they enter the building. And I say, fine. So Ben, who is sitting in for Cody tonight, the wonderful Ben Anderson, executive producing the program. So when you call 312-981-7200, you'll talk to him. If you're nice to him, he'll put you through to me. If not, he'll just hang up on you. That's how it goes. But Ben took our list. He printed out a list of all my guest names.
That's even better than Cody usually does. Wow.
Cody barely even is here. So he takes them down.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm, panicked. It's like 2 minutes to six. I haven't heard from anybody. Then I get a call from Mike Mitchell, who's the executive director of Celtic Milwaukee. That's the home of the Milwaukee Irish Fest.
Right.
He's coming in along with some of the members of the Coronas, a huge rock band from Dublin. And they're all down at security. And security won't let them up, despite the fact that they have their names. So now, now I'm like, okay. And I feel bad for the guys. Everybody's running up haphazard. Mike, you can go over to that one. Make yourself at home. I'll say hello to you, and then we'll meet the
guys. They've been released?
Well, sure. We had to send Ben down, and I had to, threaten legal action.
There you go.
I sent down the shoe. I just had Ben bang my shoe, Brezhnev style on the counter at security, and suddenly everybody's upstairs.
That's fantastic.
Very so, yeah, they're all here. I'm going to say hello to everybody. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Glad you could be here.
Good morning or good afternoon to you as well.
Yeah,
so, you're very welcome. So, let's see.
Seamless killing of time. Well, we fixed our guitars and everything. I loved it.
Well, listen, I don't have a lot of content, so I'm all about the fill.
That was so good.
So Danny O'Reilly and Dave McPhillips are here from the Coronas. They just finished. You guys were on at Lollapalooza. What, at noon?
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
So 1 o'clock.
We finished at 2. We went straight backstage. We had a bit of promo to do. And then we walked up here, and we've had a great day. We've loved every minute of it. It's a lovely day. It's very warm out there.
It's very warm. And, Lollapalooza ends just at the end of the street here. So you guys walked. That was smart to walk over.
Because there's no cops going. We had no option, really.
No, it's grab your guitars and start walking over. So we're glad you're here. We're going to hear more from you guys in a minute. And this is exciting. I will say, the morning show producer during the week, Mary, who met you at a steakhouse the other night.
That's right, yeah.
She was very, very excited that you were going to be here. I'm surprised she's not lurking somewhere in the hallway. So be careful on your way out.
Oh, well.
So we'll talk more to Danny and Dave in a second. But let's say hi to Mike. The big Milwaukee Irish Fest, the biggest Irish fest in the country. Is that fair to say? In the world. How many years has it been going?
We're in our 38th year this year, so we're just really excited about it. We're glad to have the Coronas there this year. We're excited about them coming and joining us.
Yeah, this is their first year there.
It is. And
we've heard so much about it as well. We're really excited about it.
Because other bands from Ireland, obviously, have come over and done the fest for years and years. And do you guys all talk about it? Like, you get this gig and you talk to some other bands and you go, hey, we're going to Milwaukee for Irish Fest.
I was surprised at the amount of people back home who had known of the festival, heard about it, and the word had spread, or they'd played there, or they'd been there, so my cousin actually is a singer, and she's played it before, and
oh cool,
and she said it's just a crazy weekend, she said we're gonna love it, so we're very excited.
Well, what people who haven't been there might not know, it's held on the same grounds as Summerfest.
Correct.
So while there's a couple great Irish fests here in Chicago, the scope of the Milwaukee Fest is just doubled or tripled because you have all those permanent stages there that you have to fill.
And we're on 75 acres with 17 stages and over 100 musical acts.
That's
so
amazing.
If you think about it, it is truly the largest. And it's a venue that was designed to be for festivals.
Yes.
So it's the perfect venue in order to do this.
Oh, it's terrific. If you've never been to Summerfest or Irish Fest or any of those festivals on this ground, one, you're not going to porta potties, which will make you guys very happy.
Nice.
It's fantastic. There's,
even backstage here today, we had porta potties. So I thought that comes, you know.
No, in Milwaukee, they'll give you actual a cement building. You can walk in.
Nice.
You know, yeah, sure. Sit down. Air conditioned, probably. Are they air conditioned?
They are.
Air conditioned.
Back where you are. Is.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't want to give you. I don't want to give you a big sales pitch. And then you go, next week you're cursing me out. He told me the bathroom was air conditioned. This guy's so full of it. So it is. It's a permanent festival facility, but 17 stages, over 100 acts. How difficult is it, or what's the challenge of now? Like the Coronas are there for the first time this year, and you want to bring acts back that have a big following. How is the challenge of mixing in new acts with existing acts?
Well, it's actually not a challenge. It's something that we look forward to. That is what makes us different, and it's what keeps us vibrant as far as an organization and as far as a festival. By always bringing in new acts, we have over 15 new acts this year that will be there for the first time.
Wow.
We're showcasing Nova Scotia, so some of them are from the Nova Scotia area, but we also partner with Tradfest in Dublin, and we are bringing a lot of acts from Tradfest and from Dublin and all of Ireland, quite frankly.
And it's a nice mix. You've got more traditional music. You've got some more progressive Irish music. But no matter what people's taste is, they're going to find something there over the 3 days.
And that's the beauty of having 17 stages. We have a rock stage. We have a traditional stage. We have all sorts of different kinds of music. And we have an app for the first time this year. We have a new app.
Nice.
So if people have an iPhone or an Android phone, go to their store. It's a free app, and they need to download it because it'll have the schedules, the lineups, the biographies of all the different acts, and they can start to set their own schedule, who they want to see and when they want to see them.
And what time, what are the hours?
So the hours are on Thursday from 5 until 10, Friday from 4 until midnight, Saturday noon to midnight, and Sunday 11 to 10.
And just like Mike's been saying, 17 stages. So you've got to get there and plan on spending the whole time, right?
Absolutely. And I've got some exciting news. Today only, until midnight tonight, we're offering a 25% off general admission. So if they go online and they buy their ticket today, they're going to get a 25% discount.
Not bad at all. And that's IrishFest.com.
IrishFest.com, and the code they want to put in is BIrish25. All capital letters, BEIRISH 25.
BIrish25. You get 25% off today. And then you're going to see the Coronas and go, I would have paid 30% more just to see the Coronas. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Mike Mitchell, the executive director of Milwaukee's Irish Fest. And we'll talk more and hear a song from the Coronas. Danny O'Reilly and Dave McPhillips are here. It's very exciting. A big day. Let's take a quick break and get this all done.
You want me to change when I've already tried.
Brian Noonan on WGN. We are celebrating Irish people today, being one myself. Irish Fest Milwaukee starts on Thursday, the biggest Irish festival in the world. 17 stages, over 100 musical acts. Mike Mitchell is the executive director. We will talk more about some new things that are coming to the festival this year, what people can experience once they get on the Summerfest
grounds.
You know where
the
Summerfest
I refer to it.
If you've never been to Summerfest or Irish Fest in Milwaukee, you need to go. It's a wonderful layout. It's one of the, what you said, the fact that it's permanent there. Everything you're not like, oh, the tent might blow over. No, these stages aren't going anywhere, which is good news when you bring in bands who have never been to Irish Fest before, like the Coronas. Dave McPhillips and Danny O'Reilly are here from the Coronas, hot off their, and literally hot off their performance at Lollapalooza. Was this your first time at Lollapalooza?
It's our first time playing at Lollapalooza, but we came here about 4 years ago just on a holiday and bought tickets and saw the city and
to play on the stage that we were looking at when we were here 4 years ago was just such a cool thing.
That's got to be neat. Now, you guys are used to playing all different kinds of venues, indoor, outdoor. What's it like to play a festival, not only with the name recognition of Lollapalooza, but I'm guessing the crowds there were incredible as they are every day at Lollapalooza?
Yeah, it's the whole thing. It's like the artist area, the whole thing. It just, you feel like you made it.
Yeah, like you're rock stars, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a city that means a lot to us. As Dave said, we've been here before just as fans, but we also spent time here on a few occasions. And I this city is amazing. And we always said, this is my third time at the festival. Okay. I was twice before as a fan. And we always said, if we got to play here, this would be incredible. Like, so this was really top of the list. So you've caught us on a good day.
No, we're in good form. This is terrific. So what's it like?
It'll be tough to top it, but we're looking forward to Milwaukee Fest.
Well, and you guys have had huge success, not only in Ireland, but all over Europe, and it's starting to get more U.S. airplay on the radio. Yeah. So once, what's it like when you get that call and they say, hey, guess what? We want the Coronas to come to Lollapalooza and then head up to Milwaukee. Those are two pretty good gigs.
Well, we gave them the call. We demanded.
Does that go? Do you have to keep lobbying them, or is it submitting, or does word just get out and Perry Farrell just comes to your house one day and goes, hey, fellas, hop on the bus. We're all going to Chicago.
Yeah, I think it's more like the latter. Yeah, no. they asked us to play both festivals, and it was definitely a moment of disbelief at first. You're like, oh, that's cool, you know. So, but it has been a crazy year for us over here. After we come back for our own tour, which is starting at the end of September, we're doing a full US tour again, but that'll be our fourth time in the 1 year that we're over and back for different tours or festivals or whatever it was. So it's sort of it's all moving faster here than it has done for us probably in the couple of years before that, which is cool, you know. So we're just going with it. We're enjoying every minute of it, and you know, whether it's a festival or whether we're doing our own shows that are getting bigger, or even, you know, doing different promo like this, you know. I mean, we've been doing a lot more promo as well, and it seems to be all good stuff, you know. So we're just going with it. We're happy, and you know, hopefully it'll get bigger and better.
Well, it seems, I mean, with all the success you've had at home, double platinum albums, you opened for McCartney, or with Justin Timberlake.
You've done your research.
I'm excited you guys are here. So you've done all this. How important is that still to break into the U.S. market? I mean, you're huge.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, we still, this is like uncharted territory.
I think it's more important for us to continue to improve and to see things building. It is just encouraging, you know. I don't think it's the be-all and end-all. Like, if it doesn't happen as much as we hope in the U.S., that we're going to, you know, pack it in or anything. You know, as you say, we have a great following at home. We have great, you know, we're lucky that we can get to tour in places like Australia and tour the world and play our own music. And in Ireland, we're in a great shape, you know. But we definitely have ambition to continue to build it here. We love the challenge of building it up. We still believe in ourselves, you know. So you put us in front of a crowd, and we back ourselves that we can put a good account of ourselves. So we have ambition to continue to grow.
And it's one of our favourite places to tour as well, America, because it's... Yeah. I wouldn't disrespect England or anything, but like that.
Go on, do it.
They're not listening.
A lot of the venues and kind of stuff can seem the same if you're going up and down the same road. But in America, it's such a varied country that you feel like you're traveling. You're having new experiences each day, which I find better than touring around other places.
Now, if we have you back in 6 years and you've been touring all over America, will you think you'll be saying the same thing? Oh, every city in America is probably.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. It's very, you know, it's very different. There's a lot of, you know, variety across the country, you know. But yeah, Chicago's definitely my favorite town anyway. So
we travel over to Ireland several times a year, and to find a group like the Coronas to be able to play at Irish Fest, we're just super excited about that.
Do you go on scouting trips over there, Mike?
We make about four trips a year over.
And is it recommendations from bands that you've had at the fest before, or just, you know, you're looking at the charts over there, you're hearing different things?
You know, it's a collection of all sorts of things. People send us their CDs, so we listen to them, and then we find out where they're playing, and we'll go see them in a show, because seeing somebody play is much different than just hearing them.
Yeah.
And knowing how they're going to play to the crowd and how the crowd's going to react to it is what makes like the Corona so exciting.
Well, you're lucky you didn't go see them in England. I hear Dave is not a fan. Dave, not a big fan. Well, let's enough talking right now. Let's hear some of the Coronas.
Cool.
TheCoronas.net is their website. Their new EP is Reprise, and their latest album is Trust the Wire. What are we going to hear from you guys now?
We're going to do a song off Trust the Wire. This is called We Couldn't Fake It. Covered in water, they left me for dead. She's somebody's daughter, somebody's friend. Would you notice me? Oh, would you notice me? Oh, and you're screaming, but you're already leaving, and I'm just mad at myself, 'cause I almost believe them. Don't let me waste your time, 'cause we heard it all before, and we never like that. Leave it alone, we don't need to change your minds, 'cause we never changed at all. Yeah, we couldn't fake that, no. And now it looks over before it even begins. Throw you over my shoulder, here we go again. 'Cause we're focusing now. Yeah, we're focusing now. And you're screaming, 'cause you're already leaving, and I'm just mad at myself. Yeah, 'cause I almost believe them. Don't let me waste your time, 'cause we heard it all before, and we never liked that. Leave it alone, we don't need to change your minds, and we never changed at all. Yeah, we couldn't fake that, we couldn't fake that. We couldn't fake that. So let them all ignore us. I feel it, do you feel it? We know it's more important. Believe it when you see it. I take something from it, even if you gotta take some of the blame. Find something that you know you can't replace. Don't let me waste your time, 'cause we heard it all before, and we never liked that. Leave alone, we don't need to change your minds, 'cause we never changed at all. Yeah, we couldn't fake that. Yeah, we couldn't fake that. We couldn't fake that. We couldn't fake that. We couldn't fake that. Fear.
The Coronas from their album Trust the Wire. Fantastic. You guys sounded terrific.
Thank you.
That's Danny O'Reilly and Dave McPhillips. Dave, a noted anti-England guy. Now, what if this is going to be out there? People are going to listen to this, and they're going to, oh, something's wrong. We're just
context.
Kidding.
No, it was out of context.
All in context.
Logistical rather than a
no, it's funny.
National.
We actually lived in London for 4 years. We love that place, you know.
Yeah.
So Dave doesn't talk for the whole band, no.
No, he's wow. Dave getting thrown under the bus.
No. We loved her. As I said, we love going back to London and playing shows there. But there is something about America that's sort of, as Dave says, yeah, the variety and sort of, yeah, we love getting to come.
No, it's great to have you. The Coronas will be at Milwaukee Fest starting Thursday. They have three sets, Thursday at 8 o'clock, Friday at 6 o'clock, and Saturday at, Friday at 8, Saturday at 6, and Sunday at 3:15, all on the Liney stage, 17 stages of music at Milwaukee's Irish Fest, irishfest.com. We'll talk more with the director, Mike Mitchell, and hear more from the Coronas on the other side of the news. But right now it's 6:30, and I know he's been rocking out in there in the newsroom, and he wants to hear more music. But Roger, it's time for you to do the news.
I should be old enough by now. I love that you don't lie. I try to be bold, I chase it down. Pursue it finally. There's nothing I don't appreciate. I love that it's all mine.
Music from the Coronas, who are hot off their performance at Lollapalooza, and will be at Milwaukee's Irish Fest, August 16th through the 19th. The Corona's actually playing the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Danny O'Reilly and Dave McPhillips are in the studio, as well as Mike Mitchell, who is the executive director of Milwaukee Irish Fest. Now, Mike, we've talked extensively about the music, which is one of the main draws, all different kinds of Irish music, traditional, more progressive. You've got rock bands, you've got just folk singers. You're featuring music, as you said, from Nova Scotia this year. But there's so much more to the fest, and I don't want to say than just the music, but in addition to the music.
Well, first and foremost, we're a very family-oriented organization, and the festival is a very family-oriented festival. So if people have been to
so
other
no
festivals
beer, is that
there,
what you're saying?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that at all.
Because all of a sudden the Coronas are packing their suit, so we're leaving.
In fact, I will tell you that Jameson, we are in the top 10 distributors of Jameson in the state of Wisconsin, but we do it in 3 days.
Wow. All right. I like that.
Our sound engineer will be delighted.
Yeah, there you go.
So this year, for the first time, we have a high-end Jameson area called Jameson on the Rocks. And it'll be located in the new U.S. Cellular stage that's up there at Summerfest.
Okay.
And overlooks the lake. People can come in and try tastings of different whiskeys from Jameson, the high-end ones, for a fee. But they'll enjoy it immensely, and they'll really have a good time with it. We also this year, for the first time, have a thing called Hero's Hut.
Okay.
And this is for veterans, active duty, and first responders, for them and their families to just have a place to have a snack or some refreshment, and then continue to enjoy the festival. And on Saturday at 3:45 on the Miller stage, we're going to be having a commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. And we're going to be actually honoring the Vietnam veterans and giving them a lapel pin that we're doing in partnership with the U.S. government.
That's terrific. And that's on Saturday?
Saturday at 3:45 at the Miller stage.
Now, we covered the Jameson, and I'm not even, I mean, we don't even have to mention that Guinness will be there. You can't have any sort of Irish gathering without a lot of Guinness.
Oh, I got bad news for you.
We're not allowed
to have Guinness there because we're in Milwaukee, and Milwaukee is a Miller town, and Miller owns Summerfest rights. And so we have for 38 years been trying to get Guinness on the grounds, and we continue every year to try.
Okay.
But currently it is a Miller town, but we do have Water Street Brewery and a number of other people that bring Irish stout to us.
Dry your tears, gentlemen.
All
of a sudden, everybody's jaws hit the counter. What?
They will enjoy Jameson more and more.
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
A Guinness drinker anyway.
Oh, no? How big is it? You know, everybody here thinks, you can't walk around Ireland without a Guinness in your hand.
It is, but I think the young generation is not everyone. You know, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as big as maybe people might think, but it is very big.
Well, you'll enjoy. Miller's a fine beer.
Absolutely.
You've got all that.
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff. But people might think, well, all right, I'm drinking, I'm listening to fantastic music, I'm honoring the heroes, there's a lot going on, I'm going to get hungry. There's got to be something. So, you know,
90
what's going on?
Vendors for food and various Irish wares if they want. Over 90 different locations they can go to. Food all across the ground, so there's no lack of food. The other thing that's very popular is our cultural village. We have a large cultural village where people can go see genealogy and a theater tent and harp and all sorts of things to understand the history of Ireland and to better respect it.
That's terrific. And again, this is all happening the 16th through the 19th of August at the Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee. IrishFest.com is the website. Get all the information. We'll talk a little more with Mike. Let me turn my attention now back to the Coronas because I know you guys have to be sick of answering this question. But I feel it is incumbent upon me to ask it as a member of the fake media. So, Coronas, you are not... I'm guessing you are not named after the Mexican beer.
We are not. No.
So, what is the origin of the name?
It's named after a typewriter, an old school typewriter called Smith Corona.
Okay.
Smith Corona Deluxe. It was in one of our favorite movies that we were watching at the time, Almost Famous. Cameron Crowe directed, and someone came up with it. I think when we started the band, we were only like 16, and we didn't really think that it. I don't think Corona was a huge drink at the time in Ireland.
Okay.
Too many people were busy drinking Guinness.
Was there not a lot of beach culture?
Exactly.
Where people are like, oh yeah, we need that beach lifestyle. Yeah.
But it's just a name and it stuck with us. Originally we were Corona and then it was the Coronas and, you know,
that's
it's one of those things.
Listen, it's, if people know you, they come out and see you, they buy the music. That's
we're still,
all,
we're still
that's
waiting
all
for that sponsorship deal with Corona Extra, though. One day, one day.
Never have the holding cell.
Yeah,
what we can do.
Yeah, well, we not in 2 weeks. We'll get you on there. So you started at 16.
Yeah, I mean, how did
the band come together?
In school, in high school, like in Dublin, and in different sort of lineups. We actually met Dave when we were in university in UCD, and we spent a summer away, and we started playing music together, and the band sort of we left university and we said we'd give it a year and see what happened after the year. And here we are, you know, 10 years later, still still doing it, and we haven't had to get a real job, and you know, we enjoy what we do, you know. So
you can't beat that.
Yeah, it's great. We're very lucky, and but we love it, you know.
Is there ever going to be a behind the music type special for the Coronas? Was it, is there? Because I would imagine in a band, everybody's creative, everybody's got their own ideas, and staying cohesive has got to be sometimes a challenge.
Definitely.
Is there any story where you guys, you know, had a couple and then just came to blows?
Yeah, well, no, not really. We've pretty we're all good friends as well. I know that's obviously an easy thing to say, but we hang out together outside of playing music as well. And there's a big group of us who all know each other very well, so I think people know that sorry, I don't really know what that.
Yeah, no, you know, because we know each other so well, and we're actual friends, like brothers. You know when you're getting to a stage where you're starting to frustrate someone else, or you know how to approach a situation with people because you know
learn when not to talk. More.
Exactly.
Ah, and that's a skill a lot of people don't have.
It's like the key to a successful marriage: knowing when not to talk.
Sometimes you just walk away.
Exactly. And Dave said it right. We're blessed that we're friends first, and that's another thing that we're sort of still, I think, grateful for, that we get on well and we enjoy touring. And I think that has stood to us. And some, I meet other bands who are like, I can't believe you guys hang out when you're not playing with each other. Like, and we do, like, you know. So, but don't get me wrong, we've had our ups and downs as well, like anyone. But I think because we've known each other and we've been together for so long, it makes it easier writing together. And only in the last couple of albums, I think, has been our most collaborative, you know. And the longer we're together as a band, the more collaboration we feel creating music, and I think that is really good. You know?
So does everybody have...
The opposites of the Beatles. They all started writing, and then they all did their own stuff later.
Took off. So who's got the Yoko? Anybody bring a Yoko into the mix yet?
Neither of us, too.
Everybody have an equal voice? Because at some point, somebody has to be the decision maker, right? Somebody sometimes has to be the bad guy. Yeah, well, so who does that fall to?
Our manager. Yeah. So there's four of us in the band. So if it's two versus two, we ask our manager, and he's the casting vote. So.
But it's like a football team, and Danny's the captain. That's kind of
okay.
Yeah. Well, I think I am anyway. I do the most talking. You know? I think we're very good. I think, like, I was actually talking to someone about this today. Like, you know each other's strengths as well. Like, our bass player Noxie, he's really good at making set lists.
Okay.
So there's different things, like, this is a small thing, but we're worrying about what festival set we're going to do today. It's different to our own shows.
Right.
So we ask him. And then someone else would be good at dealing with something else, or to send me and Dave to do the promo, and the other guys are doing their own thing, you know? So it's like, I think you know each other's strengths. That's the other benefit of being in the band for so long, so you know what.
When you're making a set list for an outdoor event, as opposed to a theater or stage, what are you looking for? What's the difference in that kind of set?
You keep it up tempo if it's during the day, anyway. Yeah. That's what we look at. If you're playing too many slow songs, you're kind of bringing everyone down. Everybody would be doing that.
Yeah, hold off on the depressing balance as much as you can. But nevertheless, we tend to put in one or two. But I think it is different. It's different. It's also with us coming to the States a lot more in the last year. We've been playing a lot more new stuff, and we're getting to a new American audience who don't really know our back catalogue. So oftentimes our sets will change from when we play at home. Whereas at home, we've been doing very well for, you know, 5 to 10 years, so that people know our old stuff. But here, we're like a new band, and that's cool. We like that as well.
Because I would imagine, as a performer, you know, sometimes, no matter how many times you play an older song, even if you love it, sometimes it can be, you know, all right, we'll go through the motions. But now you're playing it for a new audience. It's got to give new life to you guys performing it as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. It has. It's changed the way we've looked at our set list, and we've mixed it up. It's definitely given us a new lease of life, the fact that we've come to America a lot more, and that people are into the new songs. And it's sort of, you're not sort of putting in a few new songs, you know, they're actually key moments of the set, the new songs, you know, they're the key moments, you know, of coming to towards the end or whatever, and that's sort of, I think, encouraging going forward and looking forward to the next one. You know, we're getting better, I think, still.
That's very cool. Danny O'Reilly and Dave McPhillips are here. They are part of the Coronas, who will be at Irish Fest in Milwaukee, August. They'll be there 17th, 18th, and 19th. The fest starts on the 16th. And Mike, you can buy four-day passes, three-day passes.
Correct. You can get four-day passes online right now. You can get those passes that are $20 normally, $15 today.
Yes.
With the Irish 25.
The Irish 25. You can get your 25% off. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear another song from the Coronas. We'll get a little more info on the fest, and we'll do it all after this, 720 WGN. There you are. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Karen Conti will be in here at 7 o'clock. The Coronas are in the studio with me. You may have seen them today at Lollapalooza. You can definitely see them in Milwaukee the 17th, 18th, and 19th of August. They are part of Irish Fest Milwaukee, a huge, huge festival that starts on the 16th, Thursday the 16th, runs through the 19th. Go to irishfest.com to get all the information. You want information on the Coronas? Of course you do. It's thecoronas.net is their website. Their new EP is called Reprise, and their new album is Trust the Wire, or their latest album. That came out not too long ago,
last summer. So yeah, we've kept busy, but we're planning on starting a new album next year as well, so hopefully we'll be back soon enough to promote
that. Very nice. Yeah, that would be terrific. Yeah. All right, so we don't run out of time. Let's hear another tune from you guys. What are you going to play
cool.
for us now?
We're going to play a song that's on Trust the Wire. It's about believing in yourself. It's called Not What You Know. I'm just going to tune this guitar really quickly. You know we're live. No messing. Okay.
That's always fun.
That's good. Okay, we're good. Right now, it's your time to shine. Got all your moves, you know all your lines. Keep up your head, doing just fine. Move both your feet, move them in time. Cause it's not what you know, it's what you control. For your mistakes, mistakes make you old. It's out of your hands, out of your control. Give yourself to it.
Look, now you're doing so well. You still got your nerves that no one can tell. And I know you can, you know that as well. You don't need a hand, you got this yourself. And I know it's hard, it will get harder, it will get harder. It comes and it goes away, won't take forever, won't take forever. Just keep getting better, you know what I always say.
It's not what you know, it's what you control. Don't feel your mistakes, mistakes make you old. It's out of your hands, out of your control. Give yourself into it. Last time, it all moves so fast. You know what you have, so just make it last. You're playing your part, the part you've been cast. You won't get the answers unless you ask. And I know it's hard, it will get harder. Yeah, it just gets harder. Yeah, it comes and it goes away. Won't take forever, won't take forever. Just keep getting better, cause you know what I always say. It's not what you know, it's what you can show. For your mistakes, mistakes make you old. It's out of your hands, out of your control. Give yourself into the things that you know. It's what you can show. But for your mistakes, mistakes make you old. It's out of your hands, out of your control. Give yourself into it. And anywhere you need to go, I will help you there. There's nothing else you need to know. I suppose that's hard to just let it go. It's not what you have, it's what you do with what you know. Give yourself into it. Give
The Coronas. You can see them in 2 weeks, the 17th, the 18th, and 19th of August at Irish Fest Milwaukee. The fest starts a day earlier. You guys didn't want to work Thursday? Is that in your contract?
Yes,
no Thursday shows?
Long weekend.
That's your day to roll into town. TheCoronas.net is the website. You can go listen to all their music. If you are not familiar, or even if you just are familiar with the Coronas, go back on the website. You can go on and sample everything. Your whole catalog is on there, which is fantastic. You are making your debut next week in Milwaukee. You'll like Milwaukee. It's a fun town.
We've heard a lot about it.
So it's a fun town. Now, Mike, as much as, you know, we've been plugging the Coronas being there, but with 17 stages and over 100 acts, these guys are just one of them. What other big names do you have coming in?
These guys are fabulous.
These guys are fantastic.
I want to make sure people come and see
them.
But also, a big group here in the Chicago area, well-known, has a great following, is Gaelic Storm.
Yes.
And Gaelic Storm will be up there for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We Banjo 3, which has been just getting hotter and hotter every year, they'll be up there for the 3 days. Red Hot Chili Pipers will be there 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And people are excited.
Where are the Red Hot Chili Pipers from? I've heard of them.
They're from Scotland.
Okay. Have you guys heard of these guys? The Red Hot Chili Pipers?
The name. Absolutely.
And they're very popular. So
that sounds very cool.
It
sounds cool.
They do the piping versions of all different songs. Yeah.
That's right.
All different bands and all. Yeah, it's meant to be amazing. Yeah,
that's very cool.
It's meant to be really cool live.
Natalie McMaster this year, because we are showcasing Nova Scotia. Natalie and her family are going to be there. She's been with us for many years. People are going to really love her this year.
So whether you want music, whether you want culture, whether you want to do some shopping while you're having music and culture, have a nice drink, have something to eat, Irish Fest Milwaukee is the place to be. It starts on the 16th. That's Thursday, and that's the evening. Tell those hours again.
So Thursday is from 5 until 10, Friday 4 until midnight, Saturday noon to midnight, and Sunday from 11 to 10, with a mass at 9:30 if people want to come to the mass.
Okay. So you guys play in the mass?
We could make that happen.
IrishFest.com is the website. And don't forget, if you go today, and today only, because Mike is feeling generous, he wants to impress the Coronas. Look at my benevolence. I am going to offer people 25% off a general admission ticket. You enter the code BIRISH25, and you'll get 25% off your ticket. That's cheap at twice the price. Then
today
you're getting
only,
it for 15
and only
bucks.
Till midnight.
Only till midnight. So get your things. I have to ask you guys before you go. You said you got together at 16. You're in Ireland, a rich musical culture. Who were your influences when you were starting out?
Well, Irish influences, I suppose, it's hard to deny that. You can't deny that YouTube played a part. Okay. I mean, they sort of paved the way for a lot of rock music, and you know, the Joshua Tree to this day is still an album that is pretty flawless, like, in when it comes to a rock anthem. But I mean, we love Van Morrison, Thin Lizzy, some amazing Irish music that came through the years. And then even more recent, sort of just before us, there was acts like Snow Patrol and Damien Rice. Mm-hmm. You know, singers who sort of brought the new singer-songwriter level to a sort of more commercial, sort of, you know, widespread audience, you know, and I think they sort of paved the way. And now there's a whole new batch of Irish music coming through, the likes of Hozier, and, you know, there's some huge acts coming through, and Imelda Mays, and another amazing singer who's she's really good. So it's a great time for Irish music, and we're lucky to be in the conversation, I suppose.
Well, you guys have a reputation as being a real hardworking band, so not to sound conceited or full of yourself, you've been having a lot of success. As you mentioned, the last few years things have been going really well. Was there one moment where you went, boy, we're doing pretty good? Like there one event or something that happened and you went, hey man, we're definitely on the right track?
Well, I don't know. A recent one that springs to mind is when we played the Berry Ballroom in New York just in February, or even when we played Lincoln Hall here in Chicago as well. There were two of the best gigs of the tour, and you know, a lot of new people come to see us, as we were talking about earlier on, you know, American fans who had just sort of stumbled across us, and we felt like it was going places. They were probably our biggest solo shows in this country up until that moment. But
and your ambitions always change a bit. I remember we used to go to festivals as kids, and you're like, wow, could you imagine playing that? And then we played that, even like Lollapalooza, when we were like, could you imagine getting into Lollapalooza someday? And then we did that.
And then you're there. Like,
and now we want to headline it.
So what's the next thing?
Well, we got Milwaukee coming up.
That's it, Milwaukee. Milwaukee, and the Coronas will be on stage Friday at 8 o'clock, Saturday at 6 o'clock, and Sunday at 3:15. Go to irishfest.com again to get all the schedules. Go to thecoronas.net all their information. Guys, it was really great meeting you.
Really nice. Thank you so much.
Have a lot of fun in Milwaukee. I know you will.
Thank you, Brian.
Mike, it's terrific, and best of luck with the festival. Again, the biggest Irish festival on the planet. If not the galaxy. I'm going back. We're going to be very big. Karen Conti has walked into the room, and she's thinking, when am I going to get to talk? In just a minute. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
I am well. These are the Coronas.
Hey, how are you?
Lovely.
Very nice. They are lovely.
Yeah,
they've got
great
accents.
I know,
they're
I like
not
that
from here. It's very cool. It's very, very cool. What do you got on the big show tonight?
Just a lot of stuff. Steve Dale's coming on. We're talking about the dog days of summer. A lot of...
I see what you did there.
Pet issues.
Sure.
We're going to be talking, we have a new segment called The End of the World is Near, and we have a lot of interesting news stories that we're going to be talking about, but just a little bit of everything, and of course, legal questions.
Very nice. That's Karen Conti coming up on the other side of the news. I will be back in at 1 o'clock this morning. That's right, you heard me. I'm doing overnights for Nick all week, so I'm going to take a little break, perhaps listen to some of the Coronas, and think about driving up to Milwaukee, and then be back on the air with you at 1 o'clock. Again, my thanks to everybody for coming in tonight. Mike Mitchell, the executive director of Irish Fest Milwaukee.
Thank you,
and
Brian.
Danny O'Reilly and Dave McPhillips from the Coronas, irishfest.com, thecoronas.net. There you go. That's all the information.